Our text for our brief devotion this morning is taken from Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 1, verse 6. Paul writes, "I am confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion until the day of Jesus Christ, our Lord." Let us pray. Heavenly Father, guide and keep our thoughts in your word this morning to rejoice in knowing that you will finish the work you have begun in each of us until we see you again face to face. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Do you know that you are in the struggle of your life? Yes, you are. All that God has done for you in this struggle can be summed up in two short, succinct phrases: Christ for you and Christ in you. The eternal struggle of your whole Christian life is to keep this straight and to get it right. And in so doing, you will not only save yourself, but all those who listen to you as they listen. Eternity hangs in the balance. In light of our text, let me ask you this simple question. What confidence do you have right now in your heart and mind that you actually will succeed in this God-given holy ministry? What confidence do you have? And to what assurance do you cling daily that you will actually complete your studies, receive ordination, and then you will lead a congregation to fruitful, verdant growth and wonderful pastures? To what do you cling, and what is your assurance? Surely it must be your superior brain in Greek and Hebrew, wouldn't you think? Surely it must be your scintillating intellect and searing wit that is able to penetrate a darkened mind 20 pews away. Surely it is all these things and more. What is your confidence? What do you cling to as you seek to serve the people of God? Do you know whether or not your life will succeed, or whether in time you will succumb to the lusts of the flesh and the temptations of the world around us? Are you so certain of your love in your marriage for your spouse that it will not fail before the eyes of your own congregation, and that your kids will not turn out to be typical PK kids? In what does your confidence lie? Where do you trust? What do you lean upon? Christ for you says God was in Christ, reconciling the whole world unto himself, not counting men's sins against them. John the Baptist points to Jesus and says, "Behold the Lamb of God, the one carrying away the sin, all of it, of the whole world." And Paul writes, "He was lifted up upon the cross for our transgressions, and he was raised for our justification." Now, today, at this very moment, your heart can boast in the Lord, and you can say, "In this I am supremely confident. I have been cleansed, I have been redeemed, I am forgiven, and I am reconciled." So now, Lord, I pray, sustain me in the day in the fury of temptation. Save me from the melancholy of unholy despair. And in the hour of my darkness, when I do not know which way to turn, O Lord, turn toward me. And the Christ in you says, "You have died with me. You have been crucified with me. You are risen from the dead with me. I live in you, and you in me. I am yours, and you are mine. And not only will I sustain you, I will carry you through to triumph and to glory." All life long, each one of us remains students of the grace of God. We never get past it. All life long, your life is a target for the devil. You never get past that. And all life long, misery, despair, hopelessness, and shame is ours if our confidence is misplaced. So in what do you trust? What is the wisdom for your soul? Upon what do you rely for absolute certainty and surety? I have come to the utter conviction that I have utterly no reliance and no confidence in the willpower of my sanctified life to keep me out of trouble. But I have every confidence and every hope to rest upon that which God has given me, that in Christ Jesus I am His child, already redeemed, and the good work that God has started in me and in you, He will finish and bring to completion. What a joy, what power, what salvation, and what comfort. God's grace will finish me off. On this I can rely. I am fond of quoting one of our, in my mind's most favorite president, Theodore Roosevelt, who served about 100 years ago. In an unprecedented bid for a third term at the White House in 1910, he gave us these famous words. He said, "It is not the critic who counts. It is not the one who points out how the strong man has failed or how the doer of good deeds could have done things better. No, no, no. The credit belongs to the man in the arena whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who knows the great devotions of life, who spends himself in a worthy cause. The credit belongs to the man in the arena. Jesus Christ is the man in the arena, and your life is hid away with Him in the same arena. You stay, and you fight, and you trust in the confidence of God that has promised to bring you safe and secure all the way to the end. What God has begun in you, He will finish. He will bring to completion, and in this we can be confident. Therefore, live your life worthy of the grace of God. Amen." May the peace of God, which far surpasses all that we're able to think and to do, keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.